Mitt Romney wins convincingly in Florida and surges ahead in the delegate count, a real front runner in the GOP race for the White House. But the contest now may be a fight for the soul of real conservatives. On this Wednesday, February 1st, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Hello, everyone, on this busy news morning. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So we're going to break down the results from Florida. We're going to look at the flood of super PAC money, including some serious scratch for one Stephen Colbert. And remember, musician, that's right, musician, Langston Hughes. Here's what you're talking about.
Hi, my name is Dan. I'm from Miami. Voting Mitt Romney because he's proved himself in the business sector, and I believe he can get this country turned around and get us back to work.
Give us your 15-second candidate pitch and tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. Let's check the morning's top headlines.
Thank you.
Chanting his name there, 10 days after a devastating defeat in South Carolina, Mitt Romney's back on top. The former Massachusetts governor easily cruised to victory in the Florida GOP primary. He took 46% of more than 1.5 million votes cast, garnering heavy support from women and Latinos. And he told supporters he's ready to lead the party and the nation. Newt Gingrich was 14 points behind in second place, but that disappointing finish didn't seem to deter the candidate. Newt Gingrich is vowing to compete in every contest until the party convention in August.
It is now clear that this will be a two-person race between the conservative leader, Newt Gingrich, and the Massachusetts moderate.
Ron Paul and Rick Santorum didn't campaign much in Florida. They moved on already to Nevada, which will hold its caucuses on Saturday.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is pushing the United Nations Security Council to pass a draft resolution calling for the resignation of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. Appearing before the council, she said members must support an Arab League proposal for a transition.
We all have a choice. Stand with the people of Syria and the region, or become complicit in the continuing violence there.
The resolution faces a veto threat from the Russians, who says it opens the door to war. However, Clinton was quick to add United Nations action in Syria would not involve military intervention, unlike NATO-led efforts in Libya. A UN nuclear team says it's making progress in Iran. The International Atomic Energy Agency says it's planning additional talks in Tehran after 3 days of discussions with Iranian officials. The country has previously refused to discuss any alleged weapons experiments, saying they're based on fabricated documents provided by, quote, a few arrogant countries. An Afghan soldier opened fire this morning on coalition forces, killing at least one NATO service member. NATO calls the incident an attack. Afghanistan officials say it was an accident. It's the sixth such incident in the last month.
Wall Street is eagerly anticipating the expected initial public offering from Facebook this morning. That deal could raise at least $10 billion and value the social networking company at as much as $100 billion.
And a pretty good month in January.
Yeah.
Best month for U.S. stocks in 15 years. The Dow rose nearly 3.5%, while the S&P gained 4.4%. Best performance for both indices to open a year since 1997. Could be a positive year to come. Checking the markets. Asian markets mixed. European indices up at this hour. Futures are up for Wall Street. Maybe something to do with the Facebook news. The Dow gets underway at 12,632. The S&P opens at 1,312. And the NASDAQ at 2813. Facebook's IPO expected this morning, at least the filing, and it could raise $10 billion. That's a combined annual income of 250,000 of your closest friends. You might say Facebook friended Wall Street. Wes from Oklahoma posted this to our Facebook page with a suggestion for how Facebook should spend the money. Two words, pizza party. They may have had one or two of those. Good idea, Wes. That would be two pizzas.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg has that habit of member of killing his own meals.
Killing his own food?
Yeah.
That's great.
I don't know where you get free-ranging pizzas.
Well, there would be a lot of dead animal meat there as a result of that party.
Yeah.
What do you think Facebook should do with all this money? $10 billion. Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, Mitt Romney took Florida with 46% of the vote. Newt Gingrich, 32%. 14 points behind. Who sided with whom? What's up next for the GOP? We'll break down all the numbers in Florida. That's next.